You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbos, Parshas told us we have to give an important introduction. And there's some questions that are very obvious that through our lives occur to us in different ways. Why every year do we repeat the details of the life of the Ovis, of Yosef and the Shvatim, Moshe, Aaron? We do this every year. What is the purpose of this? So, the Mefoshei HaTorah and the Tzaddikim of the generations tell us that we came to this world, Klal Yisrael, to do mitzvah. But the problem is we are very limited to be able to have even the fundamental kavanas. We're not talking about the deep kavanas like the great Tzaddikim have. Our minds cannot grasp many of these concepts, which are fundamental to us being mekayim, the mitzvahs of the Torah. So how do we do this job which we are given? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim, through their literally supernatural koiches, which they earned by serving the Ribbono Shel Olam with their whole heart and soul, we can connect to them, and they help us connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And only through this can we, in a basic way, try to do our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim the way we are supposed to. And we see this clearly when we daven every day. We say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, that we connect to the Ovis, and each one of the Ovis is connected to a different Shmoneh Esra. Only through that can we aspire to be able to do the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim which we are mechuyev. And this is connected to the concept of ma'asa Ovis siman labanim. The Ovis, Rav Shradron uses this mashal, they laid down the telephone wires for us to be able to communicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They laid down the tracks that we can run our train on. But without the Yesoidis of the Ovis, we can't even start. And we also know that if we want to connect to a tzaddik, how do we do it? We see by the Hilula of the great tzaddikim, and the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on a Yortzeit, that's a Zman Mesugal. That's a special time we can connect to those tzaddikim who, so to speak, laid down these tracks, laid down these wires. And the Parshas HaShavua is like the Yortzeit. It's the time that's Mesugal, that's propitious for us to connect to the Ovis. And this is what we do through the course of the year, every year. And this enables us to, like we say in the yeshivish parlance, we can steig in our avodas hakodesh, and we can develop this personal relationship with the Ovis, with the Shiftei Kor, with Yosef HaTzadik, with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Aaron HaKohen. And as we once said in the Shir, that's how, in the course of Yomim Neroyim and Sukkos, we can be zoicha that we connect to them so that we get this personal relationship renewed. And they visit our homes, our sukkahs, on their shpizen, and then we dance their hakafis, all about reconnecting with the tzaddikim who enable us to do our mitzvahs in even a minimal way. So this is a brief introduction that I think is necessary at this time. And believe it or not, although Yom Nerim seems like it was just yesterday, but we have already, through this Parshas HaShavua, been connected to the Ovis, to Avraham Avinu al Kol Ponim, and to Surah. And now we're holding by Parshas Toldos. We're being reintroduced to Yitzchak Avinu. So, dear Yedidim, although I mentioned before that this Parsha, the Shir, is Parshas Toldos, we're going to focus on a Tiferes Shleima at the end of Parshas Chayesara, which the Tiferes Shleima helps us focus on the Avoida of Avraham Avinu, which has just ended, and the Avoida of Yitzchak, which begins, even though we spoke about Yitzchak before, but the main focus becomes Yitzchak. The last piece in Parshas Chayesara asks the question that Vayhi Achrei Mois Avraham V'Yivorach Elokim Es Yitzchak. Rashi focuses on Nicham Avelim. Pirush Rashi Nichamu Tanchumei Avelim. So the Tiferes Shleima asks, why don't we find for any of the other tzaddikim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be Menachem Avel? Only by the Nechama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yitzchak Avinu on the Patira of Avraham Avinu. Now I have to interject parenthetically, in truth, there is another place that we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Nicham Avelim, and that was in Parshas Vayishlach, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be Menachem Avel Yankif Avinu on the Patira of Rivka. But if you look, at Rashi again over there, Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give Nechama to Yankif Avinu, but it's hidden. It's not obvious that it's on the passing of Rivka. For whatever reasons, I don't want to digress. This is the only place in the Torah where we know clearly and we are told HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem Yitzchak for the Petira of Rav Avram. And what is this coming to teach us? So the Teferet Shlomo says that it just so happens that Yitzchak Avinu was uniquely able to be connected to the mitzvah of Tanchumen, of Nicham Avelim, because he's the only individual in the Torah HaKdoisha that was Nifter and became alive. Because the Midrashim say that on the Akedah, even though Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avram, do not shecht Yitzchak, but the Midrashim say that when Avram Avinu was about to shecht Yitzchak, that his neshama flew out and he was Nifter, even though Avram Avinu didn't shecht him. But there was a demonstration of Tchias HaMesim at that time, and Yitzchak became alive. But he personally experienced on the Akedah the inyan of Tchias HaMesim, so he can relate to the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim, of having to cope with death and life because of his personal experience that happened at the Akedah. So that's one thing that makes Yitzchak uniquely appropriate for this mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. But there is something else, and that is that Avram Avinu was singular also, because the world was created in the schus of Avram. Again, the Mefarshei HaTorah, the Midrashim, tell us, it says in Pasuk, Ela Tolda Shemayim Ba'aretz Behi Baram, and the Medrash says, Behi Baram is Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu was the only one of the others that created in the minds of the world the concept of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who is the Melech Malchi Amlochim and the creator of everything. The expression in Latin is ex nihilo. Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world from nothing, and Avram Avinu was the one that created this awareness. And nobody was cognizant of the singular nature of Avram more than Yitzchak. And that is the reason why this mitzvah of Nicham Avelim had to come specifically through Yitzchak, because he was uniquely suited, both because of his personal experience with becoming alive after his, so to speak, death on the Akedah, and also his unique awareness of the singular milus of Avram. That's the reason why he was chosen, the person that transmits to us the fundamental concept of Nicham Avelim, which is connected to the shir we said last week, which the Midah Avram was Chesed, and Chesed Shel Emes is Nicham Avelim. So that's why this is a cornerstone mitzvah, which specifically Avram Avinu and Yitzchak are singular, and this is why it's appropriate that this mitzvah came at this time. When Avram Avinu passed, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Menachem Ovel Yitzchak Avinu. So in summation, dearest friends, we've talked about the singular importance that tzaddikim play in helping us do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, because we can't do it ourselves. And this includes our focus on the Ovis in the Parshas HaShavua. And it also focuses on the singular mitzvah of Chesed of Avram Avinu specifically, and as it relates to this fundamental mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. So I want to provide a takeaway of this shir by relating why the mitzvah of Tanchumen, of giving people Nechama when they have a personal loss, is a singular mitzvah to me personally. And this is because my father, Zecharon Livracha, gave me very clear and explicit instructions on how to perform this mitzvah. And he told me that, unfortunately, people mean only the best, but very often they walk into a base oval and they just kind of just schmooze, and they're not really focused on bringing nechama to the avelim. So my father told me I should take a couple of minutes and formulate in my mind what words of Nechama should be used for these people, for this particular Avelis. And I have endeavored to the best of my ability to follow the instructions of my father. And I was just very recently at a Sudas Hoidah in our neighborhood. And at that Sudas Hoidah, somebody came to me, a woman, who told me that she has to give me a yeshar koyach for something that I did. And I said, what was that? And she told me that a couple of years ago that her father was sitting shiva for the loss of a parent. And in that house, the person that I was coming to be Menachem had a sibling who was also sitting shiva, who was not religious. And this person who I was speaking to was told by her aunt, after I came and was Menachem Oval, you know, Rabbi Horowitz came by and he spoke to us and he gave us Nechama in a way that I didn't hear Nechama the whole time I've been here. Because as we all know, dear friends, people that are not religious need to hear certain types of Divrei Nechama which they can relate to. And the majority of people who came by were Furma people, who were talking to Furma people, the Furma Avelim, who couldn't speak to the heart of the woman who was not religious, and she didn't feel comfortable at her Nicham Avelim event until she heard from someone, namely myself, words of Nechama that she could relate to. And she remarked to this niece of hers, who is telling me the story, that Rabbi Horowitz was really Menachem. And I'm not telling this story because I want to show that I am a very gifted person and that this was in the schus of my superior abilities to be Menachem Oval. That's not what I want to say. What I want to say is that if we have the presence of mind to want to do the mitzvah in the right way, and we're focused, and the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us siyata d'shmaya, then we can perform the mitzvah, which really actually creates a nechama. And I have to say that I felt good that the Eibishter gave me siyata d'shmaya, that this woman should tell me this story 2 years after the fact, and she should still feel inspired because of the words of Nechama that I endeavored to give at that time. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should, as we say in the bracha of Avelim, Amokim Yenachem Eschem, B'sar Shal Aveli Tzion V'Shaloyim, we have to always be cognizant that we are all Aveli Tzion. And we have to think of that all the time. And if we're aware of this, then the Rabbeinu Shalom will give us Nechama for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.